This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Minute Podcast. This is a quick podcast on Walgreens Boots Alliance, four key points. First, Walgreens' core business remains the retail pharmacy business. Unlike CVS Health, which got very much into the payer business, the prescription management business, Walgreens' core business is still retail pharmacies. The good news is Walgreens' core business did great this past quarter. It had $27.6 billion in revenues in the quarter, and it's also its same-store sales also rose as well. So that's good news for Walgreens. Walgreens also, in an effort to become less dependent upon just the retail pharmacy business, also included three major doctor-driven acquisitions over the last couple of years, totaling nearly $15 billion to become less reliant on pharmacy. These included VillageMD, Summit Health, and CareCentrix, and this is its effort to become a little bit less reliant on sort of this core pharmacy business, even though that business is going better than expected. Third, the stock of Walgreens is down nearly 8.5% year to date. And finally, fourth, Walgreens remains significantly smaller than CVS Health, its major competitor in the retail pharmacy business. CVS Health itself has grown into one of the largest four or five companies in the United States with United Health Group / Optum, whereas Walgreens remains in the 10 to 20 range, much, much smaller, probably three times as small, a third as big as CVS Health and United Optum. Those are four key points on Walgreens Boots Alliance, but a terrific quarter for Walgreens Boots Alliance. And thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast and the Becker Business Minute Podcast. Thank you very much.